Good morning. There was a time that there was a talk given, and it's been a while, that it was brought up that the music that we listen to, the songs that we listen to, listening to anything other than hymns brings no value, at least on our spiritual lives. I agree with that. There's a lot of things that happen on radio that we hear and anything else that we listen to that sometimes can affect you in the negative way. There's right now a group that I listen to a lot as I'm in the car that I enjoy. And it's not a traditional hymn, as we would say it. I looked up the definition of a hymn, and it's defined as a religious song or poem of praise to God. There is no definition in there of beat, of melody, of music being played within it. So while I think that what we do when we praise God here and sing a cappella is right, with the words that we're given out of these hymn books, I do think that there's other forms of hymns being sung out in the world that can be a positive influence on you. There is a particular group that I listen to now, and I've been thinking this through for a little while. It's an upbeat musical group. Some might say a little more aggressive sounding than the Cathedrals or someone like that. This band sings a song called "I'm Awake and I'm Alive." I've listened to this, I can't tell you how many times, and as I went through the the whole setting of this song, went through the lyrics, decided that maybe it'd be a good thing to talk on. So that's where this came from. So to be awake doesn't necessarily mean that your eyes have to be open, that you don't need to be relaxed, but it does mean that something inside of you has become alive. It's been brought to the forefront. When you're awake, for those of you that sleep with a CPAP machine, those of you that have breathing assistance at night, you were awake. Even though your eyes were closed, your body never relaxed to the point of sleep. Being awake as a Christian should feel that way. Okay, the place where when you're relaxed and things are going good, you should be most in touch with Christ. As you sit and you are relaxed, that's when you should feel being awake. Now when things are going bad, and they do go bad, that's when being awake turns into being aware. 1 Corinthians 15:34 says, "Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." We are commanded to wake up. As a Christian, when you are reborn through baptism, you awake. You awaken. Christ is brought to you in a big way. Coming up out of those waters, and I can tell you from personal experience, coming up out of those waters, you are different than you were when you went down. In some cases, we've heard that coming up through the baptism waters is truly being reborn. In some cases, we've heard of perhaps maybe there being a struggle to get out of the water, and a little bit of panic ensued, and they couldn't lift them the whole way up. I was baptized by my father-in-law, and I think he held me down a little longer than he needed to. But he did bring me back up. As a Christian, to awake means to become aware. Being aware of yourself and being awake as a Christian means that you're going to have some self-analysis going on. You're going to define yourself as a person from that point. You're not only going to be aware of who you are here, you're going to be aware of who you are everywhere else. That becoming aware of yourself is the part that is awoken in you. And I truly believe that when you come forward, when you come up. So as you find yourself and you try to define who you are as a Christian, as a person, as an adult, as a child, as someone growing to be an adult, constantly this is brought forward. Sometimes in that walk, we struggle. we struggle in a lot of ways, either to release a habit, or sometimes we just simply struggle to find our faith and keep our faith. It's not always an easy walk. Christ never told us it would be. Strength, and those of you that work out, strength is something that you can gain. When you constantly test your muscles and you test your mind, it becomes stronger. Your muscles, as they grow, become stronger, and they rely on that workout. Okay? Your tissue relies on that constant pressure of movement to build those muscles and make them strong. When you stop working out, that strength leaves. And in a very short amount of time, anything that you had built up, be it through your pecs, your shoulders, your arms, your biceps, those muscles, if you do not work them, leave. Some of you have seen a person in a wheelchair that's not walked for years. People that may have had legs like tree trunks before they were either hurt or had to go into the chair. Those legs atrophy. Those muscles go away. And I can tell you that from personal experience as a brother in law. Those legs get smaller. Christ is the reason we're here. Christ gives you life. He not only brings you forward, He renews our spirit. So that when that strength starts to fade, He's the one that comes forward, grabs a hold of you, and helps you push up that weight. When you think about that, even though your body might be fading, you know, I have aches and pains too when I get up that weren't there 20 years ago. Those happen. When that goes away, when you feel those pains, you're being renewed. You can be renewed as a Christian. Now, does that mean all your pain will go away? Not on this life and not on this planet, not in this earth. Christ gives you life and He renews your spirit so that your soul awakes every day brand new if you allow it. If you are a true Christian and when you pray, you feel that strength coming into you. Ephesians 5 and 14 says, "Therefore He says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, Christ will give you light." Christ gives you that light. He takes you out of that darkness. He helps your mind develop. He helps your mind grow. So that when you are awoken from your sleep, you have someone to help you go along. You have that fitness coach. You have that strength coach for your mind and your Christian life. Every time you open the Bible, every time you rely on someone in the church, and every time you study, pray, Christ is there to renew your mind. Now it also said we have to come alive. 1 Corinthians 15:22 says, For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Now there's a part in that song I was talking about that says, I need to know what I believe inside. Very, very important. I talked about self-definition and self-awareness. Knowing who you are. You know, this can be a long process. It's not like you wake up today or tomorrow knowing who you are as a Christian, knowing who you are as a person, and become comfortable in your own skin. I am 43 years old, and there's days I'm not comfortable in my skin. All right? That doesn't mean I have a low self-esteem. That doesn't mean I have horrible problems in my life. That just means sometimes I wake up or I do something stupid, and I think, why? Okay? Christians are not perfect people. They strive to be, but they're not perfect people. And the reason we were given the gift of forgiveness is because we need it. So when we ask and repent and ask for forgiveness, we're given that forgiveness. And you need to believe that. And part of being awoken in Christ is to believe that you are given forgiveness when asked. If you have been baptized and come forward and do what you need to do to be a Christian, when you ask for that forgiveness, you are forgiven. A true repentance needs to be forgiven. And that's something Christ gives us to help us become alive in Him. It says, we're at war with the world. I'm never going to sell my soul. Strong line. As a Christian, you have been bought and paid for. Christ died to purchase your life everlasting. When He suffered on that cross, He gave you that life. As a Christian, we make up our mind. And there are a lot of things you have to make up your mind on as an adult. And as a child. And as a teen. Sometimes more between 17 and 24 than there is the rest of the path. As you do that, you have to make up your mind where you're going to be, who you are going to be, and what you're going to do about it. It says never to be bought or sold. The reason we can't be bought or sold is because when we are baptized, we have been purchased. That has been purchased for a price for us. Our salvation has been purchased and brought forward to us, so we have the chance at the end of our lives here to be with Christ and walk down those streets. Faith sometimes gets weak. Faith is the hardest thing sometimes to hold on to. When things aren't going good and you're not relaxed, and you have a lot of things going on around you that feel like they're caving in, faith is one of the hardest things to hold on to. It's not that you don't have it. It's not that you're not strong inside. You know, there's no mortal weakness that says, because once in a while I'm feeling kind of bad for myself, that means your faith has left you. Simply means you're not remembering it, and you're not doing anything to make it stronger. We all know that it's easy to lean on Christ in times of trouble. In those times of trouble, we tend to reflect a little bit more, we tend to study a little bit more, we tend to pay attention to the things that we're given. All right? You need that because you need to remember what you've been given as a gift. You need to remember that you need that strength and where it comes from. When times are good, that's when we ought to be building up. Those of you that have ever recovered from an injury know that when you're rehabbing those injuries, it hurts. All right, some of you have gone through some huge things. It hurts. But the reason you rehab that is so that when you start feeling good, it continues to get stronger. Faith is the same way. When you are feeling hurt and weak, we start to study and we start to go forward so that when we are stronger, we continue feeling stronger. And we continue to get stronger so that if it ever happens again that we start to feel maybe a little forlorn, that we remember and bring it back. That we remember what Christ is, who He is, what He's done for us, and that He's reaching out for us so that you can grab forward and hold on to that hand to pull yourself out of it. You may feel like giving in. We lean on God. Because every time we ask when we're in dire need and it's a true request, Christ breathes that life back into you. I truly believe that He gives us that strength when it's requested in the right way. So I'm going to stand my ground and never back down. This one, I had no trouble coming up with some things for. Stand your ground, don't back down. There's going to be people out there that are going to try and take you away from what you know. There are going to be people out there that try to make you fit in, child, teen, adult, to their mold because they're trying to take you away from what you know here. It never stops. The only thing that changes when you're an adult is you are more prepared to deal with that. Because I would hope at some point you're able to say as a Christian and as a grown person, you know what, I'm not going to do that because somebody else told me to. I'm not going to do that because my friends think I have to. I'm going to do this because I know it to be right. I'm going to study this because I know it to be right. I'm going to be here because I know it to be right. That's becoming your own person and being the rock. Solid in your faith, standing for Christ. Again, does it mean you were going to be perfect all the time? No. Does it mean you're going to make mistakes? Yeah. You know, we do that. That's who we are as humans. You can't go your whole life and never make a mistake. Again, forgiveness is what we're given. Repentance is a great thing that we are given because it allows you to repent of those sins, to give them up to God, and then to let them go. So that not only you've relieved yourself of that pain that you carry inside, but you've relieved yourself of what's holding you back, what's stopping you from growing. Because if you carry this stuff with you, it's going to stop you from growing. You will not release it. All right? Pain is something that many of you deal with. Physical pain. All right? That might not, and I don't want to be the negative here, but that might not change. Does that mean that you stop? Does that mean that you quit trying to feel better? No. If you're in pain long enough, sometimes we see people that just can no longer do it. And I think a lot of the time, as Christians, when they're in that much pain, and we've all witnessed someone that we love that has been in pain before they pass. We want them to be released. We want them to be released of that pain. But you know, for those that we remember in the church that have gone through that pain, that have really suffered with it, that have held true to their faith, and like Job, not cursed God, sometimes not even complained. How great a person in our lives was that? Someone that was just a shining example that we could say, you know what? They did it and held on. They did it and never lost faith. That is why we try to grow when we feel good. So that when we are hurt and we are in pain, you remember the strength that you built up internally and in that soul. So that thing is a bodybuilder and it is throbbing and strong when you need it the most. In Romans 6:11 it says, "Likewise you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Unwavering faith begins with belief that when the right question is asked, an answer is given in time. In prayer, when we pray, a lot of times we hear prayers from the outside. And perhaps all of you have heard a prayer that doesn't ask for what it should be asking for. We always say, if Lord willing, may the sick return to us. Because we want to see them. And we want them to feel better. And we assume that if they come back to us, they'll be feeling better. Sometimes, when we pray that God make a decision to either take the person that we see in pain or make them well. In some cases, God answers. And even though it's an answer that causes us a little pain, personally, because we'll miss them, God relieves that person of their pain. And He gives them the ability to, we pray, to hopefully be with Him in heaven. Unwavering strength. But you have to have belief. Belief. You have to know that when you pray in the right manner, Christ will answer you. It might not be in your time. God's time, Christ's time are different than us. They don't work in hours and days. You know, those things take time. But a lot of times when a good question is asked, when a good prayer is asked, I believe that it's answered. When that does happen and you feel that prayer be answered, you're going to feel that breath of Christ come into you because you'll remember. Because you asked it in the right way as a Christian person, and you'll feel that life come back into you. You'll remember that you asked it, and you'll remember what you were given. We pray every day. I do. that the heart you've given Him, your heart, when you are baptized, that you give to Christ, He holds dear to Him and He holds in His hands. Because we need that. We need that strength. We need that support. We need that encouragement, and we need to know that He's there for us. So to have that thought, to know that He's holding you as you worship Him, as you pray to Him, and as you try to live for Him, to have Him hold your heart is an incredible feeling. Because in the end of it, forever, we live for Him. This body will pass away. Everyone that passes. Those of you that are alive when Christ does come back, we don't know. And there might be. And those of us that are in this room that are eventually going to pass away, we are to live forever with Christ. We're here to live forever with Christ. We have the opportunity, every day we get up, to live for Him. To be awake inside, to be alive in body and awake in spirit, and to walk out those doors to be a living representative of what Christ expects of us. If nothing else, through the week, when you're talking, when something doesn't go right, when you are just sitting, think about that. Are you alive? Are you awake in the spirit? Do you wake up and think about it? How am I going to serve Him today? Because you need to. Does it happen every day? Sometimes just waking up is hard enough. I mean, I'm not a morning guy. Right? I've said it before, I've got to have my time in the morning. I don't wake up well. You know, to be awake doesn't mean you're just coming out of sleep. It means when you're awake, you're coming out of spiritual sleep. Your soul is still there, and it's awake. And even though you might wake up and need to just sit in a chair and look at your feet for half an hour, or Sports Center, or whatever it is, know that your soul's awake, so that when you are ready, if God has given you the ability to wake up that day and be alive, that when you are ready, you can pray to Him, you can ask a blessing on your day, and you can do it in good faith, good conscience, and in the proper manner. Romans 13:11-12. And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of the light. And in Revelation 1:18 it says, I am He who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and death. Christ has the keys of Hades and death. So that when we pass, when people that we love pass, it doesn't become a sorrowful thing beyond the point of where we're going to miss them. All right? We're going to miss seeing their face. It becomes a rejoicing in knowing that they go on. That we know they're safe. And that we know if we do what we have to do here, we have the ability to see them. And I know it doesn't say that we'll see those that have gone on. In my soul, I feel it does. And that's what I look forward to. We, at the end of each service, offer a gospel invitation. And we're going to offer one today as well. So that if the church can help you in any way, please come forward. If we can be part of your life and you want to awaken in Christ and study to learn more about Him, please come forward as we sing the last hymn.